This one is Marjorie, Marjorie Thornton, Thornton, 418-51. 73-year-old woman is being evaluated at home with history of hypertension, DJD, fibromyalgia, polymyalgia rheumatica. Patient is originally from New Iberia, has four children. She's a widow. She lives with her daughter at this time. She has six grandkids. Allergy to penicillin, morphine, social living, smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Medication quantity in 0.1 twice a day, Zoloft 100 milligram a day, Valsartan 80 milligram a day, Tramadol PRN for pain, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day, Crestor 20 milligram a day. Family history: mom died of dementia, dad died of heart disease. Corporate and flu immunization is up to date. Recent surgery, history of no recent surgery reported. On exam, we have a 73-year-old woman, slightly obese and no distress. Blood pressure 140 over 88. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 18. With two sets, 99%. Heart positive, pump positive, still lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, make sure to exist, especially the last or urological non-fobal or exposure to no edema. Assessment, 73-year-old woman with fibromyalgia, polymyalgia, rheumatica, obese, history of neuropathy. Has issues with sleep because of pain, period. In paragraph, patient is not taking any steroids. Patient has been seen a rheumatologist in the past, period. I've recommended for patients to continue to follow up with a rheumatologist. Patient's polymyalgia rheumatica needs to be on the lowest dose of steroids possible, period. Patient has not had the chance to find the specialist at this time, and I've recommended for her to do so ASAP to control her pain, period. Next up is hypertension, control as long as her pain is controlled. Next is depression / anxiety and Zoloft. Next one is not suicidal. Next number, patient may benefit from home health services to control her, help her with the medication and also help with blood pressure meds and pain medications, but nevertheless does not have any diagnosis consistent with end-stage life. Thank you.